To put things as they are, narcissists are fully aware of what they are doing. They know their behavior is unacceptable, but they choose to behave in abusive ways because they do not care to change. That's why they have Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde nature. But there are some things they aren't aware of. What are these things? Let's find out in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, we are going to learn about three things a narcissist isn't aware of. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to know what these three things are, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because your subscription helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Number one, they are their own biggest enemy. A narcissist wastes their entire life thinking people are trying to bring them down. People are trying to compete with them, which is a part of their grandiosity. People are trying to attack them. People are targeting them intentionally because they are so special. People are after them, so they do not trust anybody. They keep pointing fingers in every direction, thinking, rather believing, everybody harbors animosity against them. Everybody is envious of their success. Nobody wants them to flourish and so on. But in reality, they are their own worst enemy. How so? Let me explain. Every time something bad happens in their life and they're the cause of that bad happening, they blame it on others. They blame it on you. They blame it on the situation. They blame it on the entire universe except themselves, which makes them quite blind to their own actions. They lack reflection. They do not have any insight. And that makes them quite rigid. That extreme rigidity and inability to consider their own part they play in the situations that don't go so well makes them an ultimate failure. Because every single relationship they end up in ends up in shambles. They destroy the very thing they chase so much. Every job they claim to love, they are thrown out or they lose. Every relationship they thought was the end of it all, the answer to all their questions, ends up becoming the worst relationship they have had, at least in their head. So they never find peace or stability. And the crazy thing is they keep pointing fingers. They think it's someone else, when in reality, it is themselves. So they are their own nemesis. If you were to look at their entire life, you will find out it's nothing but a sad affair, because they remain stuck in the cycle of destroying every good thing they end up finding. They lost you. What could be the bigger loss than the loss of someone who loved them so dearly? They lose jobs, they lose children, they lose families they create out of their omnipotence and grandiosity. They lose that respect, they lose that the honor, they lose that public image they craft so carefully. Why? Because of their own doings. No one else does that to them. No, their own doings bring their castle down. Their own doings erase their personality and trigger their collapse. Their miserable life is nothing but a ticking bomb. It ultimately bursts and blasts, and then they think it was done to them. When they go through mortification, they become the eternal victim of their own doings, thinking they were targeted. Everyone betrayed them when they were the one to betray everyone. Still, they do not consider their actions and how they might be even remotely related to the consequences they're facing now. Number two, they are extremely immature. Yes. Now you might say they're really clever, they're super intelligent because they just remember every piece and bit of information. They're good at their job, they're good at the business they're doing, they're good at earning money, they're good at charming people into believing that the narcissist is an amazing person. I get it. This is their facade, but in reality, they are extremely immature. How so? Think about this for a moment. Every single time they make a mistake, they hurt someone, or they do something that is silly, or they need to change, and a person gives them a little bit of feedback, they get triggered. Like a rabid dog, they come after you to bite you. How dare you? Because they're perfect. They cannot make a mistake. They're extremely impulsive, which makes them take risks they do not have any tolerance for. They lack foresight. So when they do something, they just chase that high without considering the consequences of their actions. And when that high dies, they get bored with the thing they were chasing so much, and then they throw it away without caring what will happen to that thing, when, especially when that thing is not a thing but a human being. They also have the need for instant gratification. If they want something, they want it right in that moment. They don't care who has to go through what, they just need it. And if they need it, they need to have it. They throw tantrums anytime, anywhere. If things do not go their way, they start crying like a child stuck in an adult's body. I would say children are more mature than narcissists. This is a spoiled child. This person has child's capacity when it comes to tolerating emotions and delaying gratification, but they have the capabilities of an adult, which is what makes them extremely dangerous to deal with, especially if it is a court situation, and if it is a situation where they have more power over you, more money than you, and they can cause extreme harm. They do not think about sacrificing the children in the path of getting their egoistic needs met. The other aspect of their immaturity and stupidity is expecting that you would stupidly accept and take them back even after knowing they have been saying terrible things behind your back. Think about this for a moment. It's a narcissistic parent who goes around and runs a massive smear campaign against you, cries wolf, and pretends to be the victim, the one who was abandoned by their child, and then comes to you with that nice face and wants to spend time with you. What kind of crazy mind does such a person have to think that they can do both things? They get to say terrible things about you and then expect you to have a relationship with them. That's why they just can't see through things. They don't care about the consequences. They'll just expect you to get along. Number three and the last one, they're extremely dependent on others. If you were to leave a narcissist in the middle of nowhere, let's say in a desert, they won't last for more than an hour. No. Why? Because they need you like oxygen. They need to have multiple sources of supply at once to keep living. They cannot rely on themselves. They cannot self-sustain. They are extremely and truly parasitic. Because if you were to psychologically dissect a narcissist, you will find that there is no self. And if there is no self at all, what will they then rely on? Everything they are is a combination of the different things they have learned from different sources of supply. They're nothing but a bunch of maladaptive coping mechanisms that parasitically depend on others to keep going. Yet the foolish narcissist thinks they do not depend on anyone else and everybody depends on them. Drunk in their grandiosity, they like to imagine and fantasize that everybody is kneeling before them, bowing to their highness, bowing to their ego before them, dropping every inch and aspect of themselves and surrendering to the narcissist, because they are the supreme, the end, the beginning and the end of all that is. This is how a narcissist likes to think, but their reality, if they were to face, is extremely scary and totally opposite to their world of fantasy. Leave a narcissist with nothing. I mean, no person to enable their ego, no money, no reputation, no influence, nothing, like in the darkness of their own rotten self. And I assure you, the narcissist will cease to exist. A narcissist is a function of other people. If there are other people, then there is the narcissist. If there is nothing that can keep their false self going, the false self will naturally be annihilated. That was it for today's episode. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments, and also let me know what else do you think the narcissist isn't aware of. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, let the healing begin and continue.